Welcome to another edition here of Sounds of the Game with the Scott City Beavers on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Kadavy. Well, the Scott City Beavers are officially halfway through their season here after Friday night's win, 27-7 at Ulysses against the Tigers. And, man, was it a dogfight for a while there, but the Beavers overcame some turnovers in the second quarter and prevailed and won with their defense. Yet, once again, their defense has not given up a touchdown through four games this year. We'll tell you how Ulysses scored their touchdown of the game a little bit later on in our segments here. But we'll start off with the first quarter entering in here. Scott City and Ulysses playing for the 72nd time. It was a 40-30-1 series lead for Scott City. And ironically, the last time Ulysses won in the series was on September 27th, 2013, 25-6. Scott City has won the last five entering the series. But the Beavers' defense would set the tone early on there, and it would start with a big three and out here, and here's what capped off that three and out for the Ulysses Tigers.
Third down and 12 for Ulysses, their own 18, middle of the field. Right side toss. Nick Holmes, now he'll cut left, and he'll be drilled for a big loss. No, he's still on his feet, but not for long, to the 15-yard line, or almost inside the 15 to the 11. That is a loss of 7 on the play. He would not go down, but he kept going further back and back and back, and that's a 9-yard loss in three possessions or plays for the Tigers.
So Ulysses would be three and out after losing 9 yards on the ground on their first three plays. Scott City would get great field position out of it, and it would be a short field, and for the second straight game they would have an opening drive touchdown, but it wasn't easy at times there. They had to convert a fourth down, and then on second down and about 8 from the 15-yard line, that's when the Beavers cracked open the first points of the night.
Eighth play of the drive for Scott City from the Ulysses 14. Sweep play, Hunter Yeager cuts it up, has some room, 10, inside the 5, and he sprints into the end zone for a touchdown from 14 yards out with 7:10 to go first quarter. It's Scott City 6, Ulysses nothing.
So it would be a nice 8-play, 43-yard drive for Scott City. Just over 3 minutes of the first quarter clock with that 15-yard Hunter Yeager run with 7:10 to go first quarter. Alexis Race would kick in the PAT to make the score 7-0. And then Scott City and Ulysses would pretty much trade possessions. Ulysses would get one first down on their second drive. They'd take it to their own 45 before having to punt. And then Scott City would get a first down but be forced to punt their own 37. And Ulysses would punt on a three and out at their own 34 after the first quarter. Scott City would get the ball to begin the second quarter at their own 26. And we'll pick up with that in our next segment, leading 7-0 the Beavers after one quarter of play.